Governor Mike DeWine signed a Stand Your Ground bill into law Monday, making it easier for people to claim self-defense after a shooting. As IdeaStream's Matt Richman reports, the controversial change has left some worried about the consequences.
Douglas Cooper is a gun guy. He's a firearms trainer, and his photo on his company's website, Arm the Populace, is of a burly, shaved-headed man wearing a tan vest, with a gold ring on every finger and a long goatee hanging off his chin.
As a gun owner, as a Second Amendment person, I believe everybody has the right to be able to defend themselves. Nobody should be a victim. It's our battle cry.
But Cooper does not support Stand Your Ground, which removes what's known as the duty to retreat from a dangerous situation before using lethal force. According to Cooper, that'll make it more likely people will draw their gun more quickly, thinking they're protected from prosecution now.
One of the things that we really hammer on our students is fight A happens in the street, parking lot, wherever. Fight B, and there's always a fight B, happens in the courtroom, and it's just as dangerous.
The two standards left to justify lethal force are the imminent threat of bodily harm and that the shooter is not the instigator of the violence. Dean Reek, the executive director of Ohio's gun rights lobbying group, Buckeye Firearms Association, says based on those standards, firearms instructors like Cooper can keep teaching what they always have.
My pick is that the duty to retreat, as it was in our law, really was more of a confusing issue than anything else.
Reek says the new law won't change anything for police investigating a shooting or prosecutors considering whether to bring charges.
All the elements are going to remain the same. You can't instigate a situation. You can't be the one escalating a situation. You've got to basically be the good guy.
Governor Mike DeWine signed Ohio's Stand Your Ground law, Senate Bill 175, into law Monday. During a press conference the following day, DeWine offered a lukewarm endorsement of the measure, referring to his previous support for Stand Your Ground.
This is a commitment that I made several years ago, and the legislature delivered a bill that did that.
DeWine continues to press the legislature to pass other measures, including enhanced background checks on gun sales and stiffer penalties for gun crimes. Research on Stand Your Ground laws have found higher firearm homicide rates after states enact the measures. One study of 204 cases in Florida found race was a predictor of whether the shooter was convicted. Defendants who claimed self-defense in killing a white victim were more likely to be convicted than if the victim was black. Another study, also in Florida, found a 44% increase in youth homicide after passage of the law there.
I'm already seeing it on my social media. People are talking about it's going to be like the Wild West because we have Stand Your Ground now in Ohio, and that's not the case.
Douglas Cooper from Arm the Populace says for now he'll go on teaching his firearms training classes the way he always has.
The only confrontation that you are guaranteed to come away from unharmed, and I'm not just talking about physically, I'm talking spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and financially, is the one that's avoided. And Stand Your Ground doesn't really seem to foster that attitude.
Cooper says he's been speaking with attorneys and police officers in preparation for his first concealed carry classes since DeWine signed the bill. They've told him no one really knows how Stand Your Ground will be applied in Ohio until the first cases end up in court. Both the Cuyahoga and Summit County prosecutor's offices declined to comment. The law, signed Monday, takes effect in 90 days. Matt Richmond, 90.3 WCPN.